Madison the Birdland, and she rocked and rolled. She did the shimmy, the twist, and she did the stroll. She did the bop, the hop, and the jelly roll. She did the oop, my lady, till the times were old.
For song and soul solidified and exemplified and intensified and the boss mood and hide. It's 70 degrees downtown. Good morning to you. Mostly sunny today and clear tonight with the lows 58 to 68. Reiterating, recapitulating the present, the current WWI and temperature with 23 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. It's 70 degrees downtown. On the Win Top 40 survey of the week, this record is number 8.
Inventory on yourself and stop trying to live the life of somebody else. They gonna do what they wanna do, get over it. And why to pump it to be a must? Just cause I lose and let her go for herself. You can bet your bottom dollar she got somebody else. They gonna do what they wanna do. Get away. Inventory on yourself and stop trying to live the life of somebody else. They gonna
do what they wanna.
Bring it up, show's over.
Yes, sir. All right, let's go, boys. Bring it up.
All right, go home. Come on, home, please. Go home, go home.
Darling, come to me, baby. Darling, please come to me. Come on now, baby. Thank you. wonderful world of Cannibal Heels presents. I'm your host, Cornel Collins.
And I'm your host, Arg. Today, Cannibal Heels is proud to present Bad Time Stories. 2 hours of naughty nursery rhymes and filthed up fairy tales.
That's right. It's story time for adult enthusiasts and grown-up babies. Not safe for actual children.
Bad Time Stories. Sponsored by Lipton Tea Bags.
That's not quite right. Bad Time Stories is sponsored by the National Tea Bagging Association and has no affiliation with Lipton. We are legally bound to point that out.
Oh, that makes a lot more sense. And big thanks to our other major sponsor, Magic Lube.
That's right, Magic Lube. Try Magic Lube. The first time I tried it, I laid a golden egg.
Magic Lube is ovo-positive, and it will make your beanstalk grow.
And speaking of flicking beanstalks, they are flickering the lights on and off in the theater, which means it's about time to open the curtain on Bad Time Stories. Please clear all actual children from the room.
And let the Bad Time Stories commence.
Did I tell you not to jump rope in the house? And those same sing-song rhymes, over and over again, it's enough to grate on my nerves. Where did you learn that ignorant chant?
I learned them at school.
I'm glad I took you out of that awful school. They clearly were just filling your head with nonsense. Just listen to me, Taffy, and you will learn everything you need to know about life. Now it's time for bed.
Bedtime? Yet. Oh, poor excuse for a mother you turned out to be.
I'm sending you to bed without dinner because you are punished. We were going to have spaghetti, but now I'm afraid there's not enough for you, Taffy.
Punished? I haven't done wrong.
I suppose you're old enough to know it now, but you were born bad. The doctor confirmed it, and I was sent home with explicit instructions. Babies who are born bad have to be permanently punished. Now off to bed, or do you want me to get that car aerial out?
All right, Mother. I will go to bed, but only if you read me a bedtime story.
Go read yourself a bedtime story. I don't have time. This pack of Chesterfields isn't gonna smoke itself.
But Mother, I can't read. You took me out of school before I learned.
To think that my DNA was polluted by your genes.
Ugh. If you don't read me a story, I will tell the police about the armed robbery you pulled last week.
Taffy Davenport, my little extortionist. I guess you got me. Okay, a bedtime story. What do you want to hear?
I have some books right here.
Let me see those books. Mother Goose, Fairy Tales, Hans Christian Andersen. Where did you find these awful books? Don't tell me school again.
I checked them out from the library.
Are you really related to me? You can't be. I must have adopted you when I had a concussion because no daughter of mine would be caught alive at a library. Unless you were dancing for boys for money.
Boys are gross!
Ugh. Just what I thought. Another misguided attitude. Listen to me, Taffy. You need boys. They are there for you to manipulate for money, rides, and eventually, alimony. These sing-song chants and fairy stories have got to go. Give me those books.
Mother, no!
I can't risk you looking at these books anymore. You're already corrupted by them, and you can't even read.
Can't have books, can't play car crash in the house. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and stare at the walls?
Well, that would be ideal, but I see that won't be happening. Taffy, I'm sorry to say, but you are just too old for fairy tales. But there is a book that's right for you. I've been keeping it in your dowry till the time was right, and I guess this is it. Here it is. It's an old book called Bad Time Stories, and it contains real versions of all the nursery rhymes and fairy tales. The ones in your baby books are all lies. Bad Time Stories by Mother Luce. It's the truth. It's the tea. It ain't pretty, but I think you can handle it. The fact that you just tried to extort your own mother in order to get attention lets me know that you are ready.
Yes, I'm ready, Mother. Read me some Bad Time Stories. Pretty, please.
I suppose you have heard the story of Thumbelina. Well, this is the story of Middle Fingerelina, another itty-bitty gal, but with an entirely different story to tell.
Mountain of pride. Say I took you from the bottom.
Middle Finger Alina was an itty-bitty gal, no bigger than the size of a middle finger. She was tiny, but she had a big message for the world, and that message was... And that message was...
Fuck you.
What was that?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Exactly. Middle Finger Alina had a problem. She had a message for the world, but a tiny voice that could not carry it. Every day, itty-bitty Middle Finger Alina would walk down the street and people would barely notice, or worse, almost step on her. Middle Finger Alina would jump out of the way and scream.
Fuck you, fuck you.
Wait, what did she say?
They couldn't hear her either, much to Middle Finger Alina's dismay. And sometimes, but rarely, people would look down. Upon seeing an itty-bitty, they'd shriek and remark,
Look at that! A little cutie! Hi, little itty-bitty gal! You're just so cute! A boo boo ba boo!
Fuck you!
What? What? Your voice is so small, I could see that you're saying something, but I can't hear you at all!
Fuck you, fuck you! I wish you could hear! My voice may be small, but my message is clear.
I still can't hear the words that you speak, but it's inspiring me to reach out and pinch your cheek.
Fuck you, fuck you.
She bit me, and now I'm mad. You're not an itty-bitty cutie. You're a little girl bad.
Bad girl. Bad girl.
Everybody calls me.
That bitch, she got sent to jail. But the jail bars were too wide to contain such an itty-bitty. So that night, Middle Finger Alina escaped, free at last. But a week later, she fell into a sewer and died.
What? She died? Oh, I hate this story!
Settle down, Taffy. Nobody said life is fair. In fact, life is unfair. And this unfairy tale I just read you is meant to teach you that lesson.
I learned that lesson when Grandpapa died at my birthday party.
Middle finger Alina did die in the sewer, but she had a message, and a strong message never really dies. It is said that if you chant her message while flushing a toilet, middle finger Alina will come out of the sewer and be brought back to life. Do you want to try it, Taffy? Do you want to bring middle finger Alina back to life?
I'm scared, but I don't want her to be dead.
All right, Taffy, let's go to the bathroom. I want you to flush the toilet and chant with me. Fuck you! Fuck you! You listeners at home can help us. Go to your toilets and flush and chant with us. The collective energy wills her back into existence. Ready, Taffy? Ready, listeners at home? And flush! Fuck you!
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 I'm Middle Finger Alina. Fuck you for saving my ass.
Oh my Christ, Taffy, it worked!
Hi, Middle Finger Alina! Fuck you too!
Oh, Taffy, we're going to have so much fun. We will be best fucking friends for fucking ever!
Fuck yeah!
Do you want to play a game? Your mommy can play too! Anyone can play! All you need is a middle finger!
I've got a middle finger! What's the game? How do I play it?
I once had a voice that was too hard to hear, and it became clear to me. Instead of screaming at everyone, I needed to get my message across visually.
I still haven't figured out what she's talking about.
Instead of screaming and wasting my words, I pop my finger and give them the bird.
So to pop my finger, I just flip it up?
Let the middle one stand. Put the rest in a cup. Use both your hands if you feel rage erupt. It's okay to let it linger. Hold your hand high while you pop your finger.
Holy golly, if you wanna.
Finger like that in years.
I know you've done this before, Don, but it's just like riding a bike. Speaking of riding a bike, here's a word from our sponsor.
Hey kids, I'm Cornhole Collins.
And I'm Arb.
On behalf of our sponsors, the National Teabag Association and Magic Lube, We'd like to remind you that Bad Time Stories is not for actual children.
In fact, even if you are grown up, Bad Time Stories may not be for you.
Here are some terms that you might hear on Bad Time Stories.
Muff Huffer, Pumpkin Eater,
Patty Whacker, Mother Gooser,
Bo Peeper, Humpty Dumper,
Dickory Dock, Peek a Boober, Tommy Tucker,
Party Pig, Pussy Bow, Candlestick, Pie Piper.
If any of these words seem offensive to you, please do not listen any further.
And no children.
Now back to Bad Time Stories.
Marketplace, I can see the trouble written on your face. Like you, I used to walk around sad as can be. But let me tell you, children, what happened to me. Gather round me, just a little bit closer. Well, I was walking down the street just the other day when this little old man came a walking my way. His hair was long and his feet were bare, and people came running from everywhere. Because of this old man, number one, he played knick-knack on his drum. With a knick-knack, had a whack, give the dog a bone. This old man has found his home. I followed him all over this town, digging the rhythm he was putting down. Suddenly, a guy that no one knew came along tapping on his worn-out shoe.
Soul.
Come on.
This old man, number three, took it from you and he gave it to you.
even in the marketplace. I can see the trouble having left your face. If everyone felt like you and me, what a wonderful world this world would be.
Oh, this old man.
Another bad time story? I know some that aren't in any book.
Aren't in any book? Like what?
I'm going to tell you the story of Jack and the Beanstalk. There once was a boy named Billy, who was always Jack and the Beanstalk. 24 hours a day, Billy would hide in his room, Jack and the Beanstalk. One morning, his mother knocked on the door and said,
"Oh, Billy, what are you doing in there? You Jack and the Beanstalk? Quit doing that and come out. I've got some chores for you."
Mama, can't you see I'm busy?
Jack and the Beanstalk is not going to give you a happy ending. You spend all day Jack and the Beanstalk instead of earning your keep, and now we've run out of money. We're going to have to sell the cow to survive. Get out of bed and take Posse to the market.
Mama caught me Jack and the Beanstalk. Now I'm in trouble. I'm taking Chesty to market. We have to sell her because Mama says I spend too much time jacking the beanstalk.
Oh, really? Well, it just happens that I'm in the market for a cow.
I heard giants do weird shit to cows. Now I'm supposed to get top dollar for her.
Oh, I've got something you will like, Billy. You said you liked jacking the beanstalk?
Yes, sir, I do. It might be the thing I'm the best at. I certainly like doing it, but Mama says it's a waste of time.
Well, look at this. What I have in my big giant hands. Something you could use. A jar of magic lube.
Magic lube? What's magic about it?
It can make your beanstalk grow. Grow so big it can touch the clouds.
Sounds impressive. How do I know you aren't lying?
I used to be your size, but I rubbed magic lube all over my body, and as you can see, I'm a giant now.
I love the love of my sugar plum, and every night when I hold her tight,
fee-fi-am-po-pum-pum-a-diddle-fee-fi-po-pum.
I can't stop kissing my sugar plum, without a doubt she has knocked me out,
fee-fi-am-po-pum.
Like Jack in the Beanstalk,
doo-wop,
I climb to the sky,
doo-wop.
When I hear her sweet talk,
doo-wop,
I'd lay me down and die just for baby feet.
Fee-fi-am-po-pum.
Gonna marry my sugar plum, we're flipping our lids, calling our kids,
fee-fi-am-po-pum.
Beanstalk,
doo-wop,
I climb to the sky,
doo-wop.
When I hear her sweet talk,
doo-wop,
I'd lay me down and die just for baby feet.
Fee-fi-am-po-pum.
I'm gonna marry my sugar plum, we're flipping our lids and calling our kids,
fee-fi-am-po-pum. Fee-fi-fo-pum-a-diddle-fee-fi-fo-pum-a-diddle-fee-fi.
So Billy sold the family cow for the price of one bottle of magic lube. He thought it was a good deal. His mother wasn't pleased.
I simply can't believe it. You traded our cow for lube.
It's magic lube.
I can see the label. That's just the brand name. Magic lube.
It says magic. Magic lube.
But your father and I used Astroglide all the time. It didn't take me to space. Why should I believe in magic lube?
Ew, Mom. I'm sending myself to my room. Don't bother knocking.
So Billy took the magic lube. He stayed up all night and used the whole tube. He fell asleep while Jack and the Bean and dreamt his beanstalk reached the ceiling.
Sleeping giant.
Sleeping giant. Like a sleeping giant, he's 10 feet tall. Yet she don't seem to notice him at all. When she goes by, I feel him stirring in his restless sleep, so shy and blue. He's like an actor waiting for his cue. Sleeps with one eye open, dreaming dreams of her and always hoping she'll notice him one day and begin to feel the way that he dreams about her.
let her know. Don't be afraid.
Sleep in dark.
Tell her you love her.
Sleep in dark.
Oh, 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 oh.
Sleep in dark.
Don't be afraid.
Sleep in dark.
Tell her you love her.
Sleep in dark.
When Billy awoke, much to his surprise, his beanstalk had grown to reach the skies. It snaked off the bed and then out through the curtains. He couldn't even see the end of it for certain.
So, the lube was magic after all?
That's right, Taffy. It was magic lube. It's not just the name. It's really magic. Magic lube. A major sponsor of Bad Time Stories.
But what happened to Billy? Is he still Jack and the Beanstalk?
Yes, he is, Taffy. After his beanstalk grew, he created an account on OnlyFans so he could show others how good he was at Jack and the Beanstalk. So people all over the world were paying to watch him Jack and the Beanstalk. He is now a very rich man, but he's not known as Billy anymore. He gave himself a porn name, and it's Little Boy Blue.
They call me Little Boy Blue, and I'm a gonna blow my horn. 'Cause I've been blue since the day I was born. I got a chick named Mary. Mary's quite contrary. That's why they call me, call me Little Boy Blue. Well, the Jack was nimble and the Jack was quick, and before I knew it, he ran away with my chick. My chick named Mary. Mary's quite contrary. That's why they call me, call me Little Boy Blue. Now a little Jack of Harlem was a sitting in a corner with a groovy chick, and they were talking some trash. Oh, the chick's name was Mary. Mary's quite contrary. That's why they call me, call me Little Boy Blue.
A little Jack Horner sitting at the corner saw her winking her eye. She was a pretty girl, but Jackie knew she liked to cheat on Little Boy Blue. Everyone saw her strutting on down. Well, Little Bo Peep was a going to town.
She was a mad, mad girl, a really silly girl, a really silly girl.
babe had a roving eye. Everybody talked. All the girls giggled, watching how she wiggled every step that she walked. She had another day, a rendezvous. Everyone knew my little Bo Peep. He was asleep in the hay and wasn't around. My little Bo Peep was going to town. She began to cry. A little Bo Peep was sent out to meet her. Georgie wouldn't reply. They had a secret date, a rendezvous. Everyone knew my little Bo Peep. All the king's men were hanging around. My little Bo Peep wasn't going to town.
All grown up and he's doing gay porn.
Little Bo Peep, she liked to creep. Went to the barn to watch some sheep. Fucking. Hi, I'm Arb.
And I'm Cornhole Collins. We hope you enjoyed Act 1 of Bad Time Stories.
And the players are getting ready for Act 2, but in order to have a happy ending, we are gonna need you.
That's right, listeners. Go to the comments, fill out the questionnaire, and the filthiest answers will get read on the air.
Yes, you, the listener, can help us stink up these tales by providing us words like fingered and railed.
When we tell a story, you might recognize the word you suggested, like pubis or thighs.
Play this word game with us. You'll be glad that you did.
Cannibal Heels presents Interactive Bad Libs.
Has her way, little Miss Muffet, little Miss Muffet. If you ever want to see this little girl, it's on the tablet. A little blue boy had a date in the state, hoped to have a wonderful time. She made him have a bed that was shaped like a snake, and he just lost his dime, little Miss Muffet. If you ever want to see this little girl, she's on a tuffet. She weighs a little bonnet all over her head, frills from pleat to seam. And when she does the shake, she goes all red. Oh, what a scene. Any dog or not that you just want to dance, she'll be ready a bit. Don't you ever think that you'll tire her out. You will quit instead, little Miss Muffet. Little Miss Muffet. If you ever want to see this little girl, she's on the top of it. Does the shake, she goes all red. Oh, what a scene. Any dog or not that you just wanna dance, she'll be ready a bit. And don't you ever think that you'll tire her out. You will quit.
quit instead, little Miss Puppet. Little Miss Puppet. If you ever want to see this little bush is on a tuffet. If you ever want to see this little bush on a tuffet. If you ever want to see this little bush is on a tuffet.
Hansel was a-walking down a little dark street. Gretel was beside him looking cute and so sweet. He wanted her to love him, but all that she said was, Hansel, I'm a-looking for a hero instead. They walked along together, then they suddenly spied Dykett sprung to leap, the sea was coming inside. So Hansel cried to Gretel, we're gonna drown. Was a coming and a flooding their town. Hansel, hold back the dike, oh little Hansel, hold back the dike. You gotta save your mama, you gotta save your papa, you gotta save your little Dutch town. Hansel quickly used his head and put in his thumb. He held it there for hours, it got so weak and so numb. That Gretel ran to Papa as fast as she could, while Hansel hung on against the ocean he stood. Hansel, hold back the dike, oh little Hansel, hold back the dike. You gotta save your mama, you gotta save your papa, you gotta save your little. Saved and he was known all over the land. And so he got his medal for saving the town. And Hansel became a famous man of renown. Hansel, he held back the dike. Oh, little Hansel, he held back the dike. He went and saved his mama. He went and saved his papa. He went.
Welcome back to Bad Time Stories. It's intermission and time to hear a word from our sponsors.
The National Teabag Association and Magic Lube.
Hello, this is Constance DeWitt and I'm here to talk about teabags. Some people say teabags are useless unless they are in a cup, but I beg to differ. There's nothing more refreshing than getting warm tea bags put on your face. Try it tonight. Tea bagging can not only improve your mood, but it also improves your appearance. Researchers say that placing moist tea bags over your eyes for a few minutes a day helps remove puffiness, and tea bagging is something you can do with your partner. It can bring you closer in ways you would never imagine. That's what happened with myself and Leland. One day he pulled out his wet tea bags and I just blurted out, "Put those on my face!" We've been tea bagging ever since.
This has been an advertisement for the National Tea Bagging Association. And now a word from our other sponsor, Magic Lube.
Hi, it's me, the Magic Lube Giant. And if you want to be a grower and a shower, use Magic Lube. It's the name, and it's really magic. Whether you're a pumpkin eater or just jacking the beanstalk, make Magic Lube a part of your happy ending.
Hey kids, you're listening to Bad Time Stories. I'm your host, Cornhole Collins.
And I'm your host, Arb. Intermission is almost over, and the orchestra is warming up for Act 2.
Only Act 2? I've seen way more acts tonight than two.
Speaking of acts, If you stay tuned to Bad Time Stories, you may hear some offensive words like Mother Hubbard, Ding Dong Dell,
Plumsucker, Rumple Foreskin,
Princess P, Maidenhead,
Village Crier, Town Pump, Bibbidi Bobbidi Boob.
And now for Act 2, or 14, depending how you define act, of Bad Time Stories.
Mistress Mary, quite contrary, gave a dancing party in the Orange Bar. And little boy Blue really made things swing when he started to blow his horn. Dislocated a hill, doing that crazy twist. The little tin soldiers at the GI Blue, when they thought of all the fun they'd miss, Bill Jelly Walker got out of a saucer and dried a weeping eye. Little Jack Hunter got out of the scorner, threw away Christmas pie. The lie she told, she left the sheep and went to the party to dance to the rock and roll. Bill Sally Walker got
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. Lots of soul music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music! That's our middle name!
Get used to
being all by myself.
Get up off it up.
conversation. You didn't wanna hear my conversation.
Music!